You were a lot kinder and gentler than you were on the trail.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Kiri Beach Town Council meeting of Monday, January 27th, year 2018. If we could start the meeting with the invocation and Pledge of Allegiance from Pastor Keck from the Kiri Beach Memorial Lutheran Church.
Thank you, Craig.
Thank you, Pastor Keck, as usual.
Always an honor to be here, as I say all the time, so thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Good to see everyone this evening. I selected a great passage that really illustrates the importance of working together, which this group does a great job of. It comes from Ecclesiastes. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the one who falls and has no one to help him. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But if how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. You guys do such a good job of working together, and you know, this isn't an individual thing. So let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for those who are gathered this evening. We thank you for their eagerness, the inspiration, the willingness that you give this town council of Kiri Beach. Inspire them with a vision to continue to make this community an amazing place, to be warm, hospitable, and welcoming to residents, visitors, and those who work in the various businesses that are here. Lord, we pray that you empower these people to work together, not as individuals, to be a team to accomplish all things for the good of the community. We pray that you would bless those gathered and bless the work that they do. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen. Stand for Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, Pastor Davis. Okay. We have the consent agenda before us. Are there any changes to the consent agenda? I do have a change to the consent agenda, and it is to item number 2, appoint Debbie Hayden to the Community Center Committee as a full member. That is actually as an alternate member, so we will not be able to approve that tonight. I don't have any other changes there. Any other changes from others? May I have a motion, please, gentlemen?
I make a motion that we accept the consent agenda with item 2 being changed to alternate member.
Second.
Nancy, can we do that?
Can we appoint her as an alternate member on consent agenda if we modify it?
You should take it off and put it for the agenda.
Put it for the next one, so yeah. We'll have to restate the motion, John.
You can put it for the tonight's agenda.
There.
I make a motion that we approve all of the items on the consent agenda except number 2, which is going to be moved to later in the agenda.
Have a motion.
Second.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Consent agenda stands as modified. The adoption of the agenda.
Make a motion we add number 2 new business, the appointment of Debbie Hayden to a alternate member of the Community Center Committee.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Pardon me while I got this note. Okay. Discussion and consideration of persons to address council. Is anyone signed up to address council? Okay, we did have a request from Tony and Kai.
Hi, as you guys remember, we were here last year for approval to put in a swimming pool.
Excuse me, Tony, state your address.
Oh, my, Tony Karboski, 454 North Fort Fisher Boulevard, Curry Beach.
Thank you.
So you approved a pool for me to go out no further than I asked for 27 feet last year, which was still, the previous pool went out 35 feet. Well, the hurricane screwed things up and when we got back to this, I actually need 29 feet. But I'm asking for 30 just in case there's another problem so I don't have to come back. So I'm still going to be 5 feet shorter than the last pool that was allowed.
Any comments, questions?
Any issues from the building inspector?
Mr. Batson?
Nope.
No problems, no issues?
And what's the change required, Andy, from the attorney?
I think if you're going to approve it, you would approve it subject to their attorney giving us an amended agreement that could be recorded along with the attached map for review.
Do you want an entirely new agreement or just an amendment?
An amendment
to the existing agreement.
Okay. So we have a new drawing. We have no concerns from the building inspector. This is fine with you, John?
2 feet won't make a difference.
Does it make a difference? Okay.
I'll make a motion that we amend the current encroachment agreement up to 30 feet.
Second.
Any other discussion, gentlemen? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? There you go, Tony. Got
it. Thank you.
Enjoy your pool, sir.
Discussion and consideration of committee business. Do we have any community center representatives here? Not this evening. Marketing committee representatives? Not this evening. Planning and Zoning Commission. Anything, Craig? Okay, Chairman Craig stands down. Non-town committee reports. There aren't any non-town committee reports tonight. We do need to consider some replacements that have recently resigned from some of these committees. Shoreline Access and Beach Protection Committee. Dennis, anything?
We have nothing new.
Okay, very good.
Jimmy did say all the signs have disappeared. The signs have been ordered. So as soon as Beach Access or Beach Renourishment finishes, they'll be ready to go along the beach.
Okay. All right. You're talking about the
dow structure, dunes, and no dogs on the beach.
All right. They'll be consistent, I'm sure, with the design from the beach beautification, right? Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
On the dow structure, we were told that you can't touch it because it would become your responsibility. But the people there that own those lots, they already touched it and removed a lot of it. So does it still fall on Dow to remove it?
Yes.
Is it Dow and Ethel together, or is it just
Ethel Dow is Ethel the plant.
It's the plant.
And I don't know if they exist as an entity or not either.
Yeah.
That's why companies do that, right?
We've asked for assistance from Senator Tillis's office and to see if they can help us get their attention.
I was going to tell you all this. Eventful afternoon. I reached out to Harper Peterson just on the off chance something could happen with the state. I got to get him some information.
Okay.
So, shot in the dark, but we'll see. From the state.
There's a guy down here that actually works for Dow, and we were out to dinner with him last night and telling him about it. And he said, didn't mean to go behind anybody's backs, but he said that he would see if he could look into it a little bit. And
Dow Legal has been approached by Senator Tillis,
yeah,
and they won't return the calls.
If you would like to, Tony, provide our name, provide me with his name or whatever, we could potentially follow up on that.
We'll harass him.
Yeah.
We'll
follow up with him.
But realize, you're looking at a job that could take 90 days, complete destruction of the dune line while they do that work. It would have to be done, outside of the turtle nesting season. It could be a pretty, and we just still don't know how large the structure is. how far down it goes. There's estimates, mm-hmm. of course. They could say, oh, it's going to cost $1.5 million, and then next thing you know, it's ballooned to $3.5 million.
Does the whole thing have to be removed? Because it seems like, except when there's a hurricane, there's only a couple feet of it sticking out of the sand. Yeah. So, like, if you only went down 10 feet, would that suffice, or does the whole thing have to be?
There's a tremendous structure under there.
It's huge.
It's big.
Really?
The gentleman that lives right in front of it, I email with him periodically about it. He lets me know if anything going on. We got some emails this week about it also, because it was so exposed after that.
Okay.
But he lives on one side, but I live on the other.
They were looking at it.
Yeah. So on your private property, if you want to touch it, you may. On the state's property, we will not touch it.
Actually, my house is the first house that's not affected by it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good. All right. Okay. Discussion and consideration of department head business. Nancy, administration first.
Yes, just one quick update. This year, your vehicle decals, your reentry decals at the bridge access is restricted. Are being mailed to you per property owner. They will be going out the end of this week, and they'll come in this envelope, which will also have your utility bill in it. So it's very important that you don't throw this away, because you're going to want to do it. On top of that, additionally, we have some other information, a letter from the mayor explaining the new process.
That's a tremendous mailing. Thank you for the design and the support. Anything else, Nancy?
No.
Okay. John, building department, status on anything?
Everything's on the agenda for later.
All right, very good.
Nice.
Very good. Arlen, finance department, any inputs?
No, nothing for me.
Nothing for you this time? Good. Fire department, we have no representative tonight, I don't believe. Ed is celebrating the birth of his son.
We have a new fireman. Very good.
A new fireman, We have a new fireman in town.
Right.
Police department, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Nothing? Okay. Jimmy, Public Works.
I have his update. He had to leave because he had a medical issue, a family medical issue. So he left me notes, right? Outfalls on the beach. T&H is hoping to start this week, weather permitting. So if the weather would go away, and we have that in the budget already. 1,004.5 handicap ramp is in the structural engineer's hand for final drawing. We have got the CAMA special permit to build it wider. Thanks, John, for the help. We got a quote for rebuilding of the walkways following beach renourishment of $12,000, and that quote is for materials because we'll be doing most of that in-house. So Jimmy will be working with that. The water meter replacement engineer is getting a project estimate together. We should have that ready in a couple of weeks to get that on the council's agenda in March. And Jimmy will talk about that at the retreat on Friday. So paving has been held up by the weather, but paving in this spring is Sloop Point, Seaward Court, and M Avenue. We're trying to get new anode paving to start earlier, but that's, you don't start paving until it's going to be hot or warm at least, so that you don't have problems with it. And then Joe already updated us on the signs that were ordered to replace the beach. So we have those waiting, and he's just interested when beach renourishment is going to start.
Okay.
He did not have an update that Bill may have about the stormwater drain at Ocean Dunes. So.
Okay. Did you want to add anything, Bill?
Yeah, we finally got the deflection information in from the surveyor. It's going to require, the initial plan had a 24 to 30 inch pipe running across that thing. It's now going to have to be 36 inches.
Okay.
So my engineer is finishing up that final report, which should be, hopefully, if it evidently didn't arrive today. I was hoping it would go to your engineer and to John.
Good.
And just behind it, the statement is simply, here's what we're doing, unless you find something wrong, we're doing it.
Good, that's perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
My concern is,
I may come back to you a little bit because you did agree to a 50% court split on that bit, and the new pipe is going to cost more money.
We agreed to a maximum. Okay. We'll talk with you.
Nice try, Bill.
One question, we'll talk later. I'm not an engineer.
Yeah.
We've made the pipe on our side 36. It's coming in at 24 to 30. I don't know if that causes you any problems, but we're not digging up the road and we're not going to wire.
No, no, that's fair. No. Yeah, no.
It's okay. Not your responsibility.
And a bigger outlet just helps everyone because it slows the flow down. Has there been any issues? Are you having your engineers watch? Because right now it's dumping into that hole and then getting absorbed. I was worried where y'all did the work, it might get washed again from Friday.
No, because we've done a number of things to protect that, including we put bags in where we need to put bags in.
Okay.
And just so you know, within the next 2 weeks, the association is spending the money to cover those bags with 3 foot of sand. Okay. And then plant COs as soon as it's plantable.
Good, good. Thank Excellent. You.
A lot going on down there.
Yeah.
Okay, was that it?
Yes, sir, that's everything.
Okay, oh, that's everything. All right. Recreation, Nikki?
No, sir.
Okay. It's cold outside, right?
Right.
Do we have any rentals for February? I'm just curiously.
We have, Saturdays, we have one.
One signed up right now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The community center is a revenue-producing asset, so it does get rented out quite a bit. Discussion and consideration of old business. First item on this old business is about the naming committee meeting status relative to naming our new fire department structure. You've all seen it as you drive by it when you come into town. It's a beautiful structure. It is a new building that is added to our town. We decided to take a look at opportunities relative to naming this structure. And I'm going to read, I'll read it so everybody understands, what the naming committee is recommending. The process will be, if this council agrees to this naming, there will be 30 days of public comment. We will publish it, we will advertise it, for public comment on the naming. Dear Council, your naming committee has followed the process under Article 4 Facilities, Section 4.03, Naming Public Facilities, adopted on June 16, 2009, to consider naming the new fire department structure in the town complex. It is not the intent of this committee to name all buildings, but this new structure is a unique opportunity to honor people whose voluntary service is extraordinary in both tenure and selflessness. This committee did pursue input from other town committees for naming this facility, and there were no other recommendations. Therefore, the naming committee submits the name of Hegler Station for due consideration for the new Curie Beach Fire Department building. There have been many volunteers for our fire department over the years, and the service of our town fathers is duly noted in the name of our town. Beyond these respected families are many contributors, but none have contributed at the levels of the last three generations of the Hegler family. Fire Department service. Harold Hegler, 45-year service, 42 as chief, official leader of the fire department growth till last year. Jerry Hegler, his brother, 45 years of volunteer service as a firefighter. Commissioner David Hegler, 22 years as a volunteer service as a firefighter, 13 years voluntary service as the town's emergency manager during all hurricanes. These three men provided 125 years of service to the town's fire department. More than a century of volunteer work, with only 13 of these years at a reasonable salary for the fire chief. That's over 100 years of free service to this town. This tally is not complete as it does not cover the service on town council for David or his grandfather, Dub Hegler. It does not include Dub's tenure as police chief for the five times he stood to serve when the town had no officer. Or it does not include his 25 years of service as a superintendent of public works. It does not include Michael's service as lifeguard or public works employee. It does not cover the support of the Hegler wives, sons, daughters, to their men and the town during hurricane recoveries and other emergencies. These men walked into buildings on fire, took small boats into the fog to rescue errant boaters and distressed swimmers. They accepted the mental burden of managing hurricane recoveries, leaving home, family, and any activities at any time of day or night when others needed help. I have no idea how to measure that cost. Therefore, the naming committee submits the name of Hegler Station in recognition of the incredible service of this family to this town. Lifeguards, police chief, fire chief, emergency manager, councilman, firefighters, public works superintendent, this family is part of the lasting fabric of this town. Our next step, should it be adopted by motion, will be to put this information out for 30 days of public comment. Any discussion, gentlemen?
Agree 100%.
Any discussion?
No.
Comments? No. I know you have to cruise yourself.
Yeah, so one, for the family, which no one's here, Jerry, and well, everyone's gone, but the town, the family appreciates the recognition and is very honored by it, so I'm sure they'll be the same way, but it's pretty humbling, and it's been my family's honor to serve the town. My grandfather set a great tradition in the family from my youth, seeing him go fix water problems or seeing Dad go to a fire, so it's definitely in the family's blood, so we appreciate it.
Okay.
The recognition very much.
Okay.
Very humble.
Well then, without David, I would accept a motion.
I make a motion we dedicate the new fire station as the Hegler Fire Station.
I guess I would amend the motion to say we accept your proposal.
Yes.
And the motion is to put it out for public comment.
That's right. We would ask Nancy to put it out for public comment.
I'll second that.
Okay, we'll second that. All right. So, any other discussion, gentlemen? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Abstain.
Okay.
However you vote, abstain.
Yes, you did. Okay.
Thank you. Now you can tell Julie Brenda.
Tell her that. Yeah. You can tell people that story at a break. I'm sure they'll like it.
The naming committee, Jim Dugan, Dennis Panicali, Dennis is here, Bill Ferris, who is not here this evening, Nikki Kelly, who is Keeley, excuse me, I think I would know her name by now, John Ellen, commissioner, and myself are on the naming committee. So we will be looking for public inputs as soon as it goes out. Nancy, if you would take charge of that and let me know what you need from me. Thank you. Town facility construction project status.
All right. Well, since the last meeting, the fire department has moved in, and I'd asked the chief to give a little report about how things are going at the new station with their move in, but since he has more important things with the new son, I will tell you that things are working well. They're getting acclimated, and they sure are enjoying the new station. So it's nice to see the trucks sitting out on the street and them being in good work quarters. So I know they've had a couple trainings already in their new training room, and that's worked out real nice for them. Town Hall should have our initial punch list for the Town Hall building should be completed on Thursday of this week with just to touch up paint. Anything we find wrong will be turned over to the contractor for their corrections this week. And then the finish up, the major amount of work that's got to be completed is the expansion of the police department into the old fire department. And they're doing electrical, heating and air, and structural work in there, getting ready to do the finish in there. So we're moving along quite nice. So.
Okay. Any questions for Alan on the status of the new building? Buildings.
I do have a question.
Yes, sir.
We were kicking around on the walk of the ditches the other day that there was some funds available, Alan, and maybe change the roof of the old fire station, the new police to look like the other. When would we need to make that decision?
We're working on getting a cost estimate on that right now. It may be quicker and cleaner to just do that outside the scope of our contract with our general contractor, but we're looking at what that will cost us because our project is strong right now, so we're getting a cost on that right now. So I hope to have something to report maybe by next month on what that costs. We don't want to jump the gun before the project's over with and we have something come up, but we're working on that.
Thank you.
And probably one of the most important points, we are on schedule?
Yeah, I think we are. I mean, you know, it's been a little bit of a struggle with getting subcontractors in here to do this final touch-up, small things. But the town hall building was supposed to be finished by February 1st, and by the end of February, they're supposed to have the fire department completed. So we've told them to give us realistic schedules. So.
Okay. And maybe even more important, at cost.
Oh, yeah.
We're on budget.
Unless,
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Don't jinx yourself.
Don't jinx yourself. But
there's a project gap.
Right now, we've the project budget's very strong right now. So.
Excellent. Okay, that's a good report, Alan. Thank
that's
you.
Awesome.
Fire department after move-in date. Now we're past that. Let's go down to the dedication ceremony. Mr. Ellen.
In your packet, there is a draft plan of action for a ceremony to dedicate the new set of structures. This will not be a fire station only dedication, but a dedication of all of the new buildings that we're having done. That draft has things in it like, a band or canned music, invocation, pledge of allegiance, who are we going to invite, are we going to have food, where is it going to be set up, on the floor of the fire department or over in the other building. So there's a lot of questions, open questions, in that plan of attack. I would ask permission from the council to allow me to form an ad hoc committee, if you will, to work that, and we have a dedication ceremony for the new buildings. I would estimate it would be no earlier than the middle of April. We want to be out of this building, totally over there operating. And certainly invite the town and dignitaries from the local community and the governor or whoever.
John, I took a look at your outline. It's particularly well thought out, including some of the dignitaries we would ask to join us. We certainly would want to add the former folks Mac Montgomery, probably Ms. Swearingen, probably Frankie Jones, and some of the others. So we would, and that of course is the point of having an ad hoc committee, so that we come up with the best ideas. But this is a tremendous outline, if you guys have had the opportunity to look at it. So is there any discussion relative to setting up an ad hoc committee, as John has requested?
I think that's a great idea.
I think it is a good idea myself.
Do it on a Saturday so everybody can attend the dedication ceremony.
Yeah, picking the date where and what's around it and what food and how we present the dedication to the building.
Who are you thinking?
Well, some of it would be volunteers that may be sitting out here.
That's right.
Nikki has volunteered already to help me. And
as a department head, yeah.
Ms. Avery, of course, is... always a willing partner and Beth. So some of the town staff is willing to help, certainly, and they had some good ideas on one of our meetings already. Somebody will need to track the invitations, get that finalized, send them out, track getting them back, maybe even getting name tags for the chairs for the We don't want the congressman running around loose with
Make him sit right there. So.
Right by Craig.
Yeah.
So there
hold him down while we ask him questions.
I don't have any body in mind particularly, except I'm sure Robbie will help a lot.
So, Nancy, would we need a motion for that ad hoc committee, or can we do that on consensus, if you'd help me? Or Mr. Attorney? Do I need a motion for to set up an ad hoc committee, or can we do that on consensus? I'm sorry?
You can appoint
one. Okay. All right. Is everybody in favor of such a committee?
Yes.
All right. Then, Mr. Ellen, you are appointed as the chair of the ad hoc committee to work on the Curie Beach building dedication for all of the buildings. Administration, fire.
Avery's first task will be to put that on the website.
There you go. And we will canvass for candidates, or anybody who has an interest in the audience, please feel free to give your name to John or to Nancy, and we can get started. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Mayor.
Okay, we've done the discussion on opening ceremonies. Discussion of living with coyote education.
We're going to do the dedication plaque.
What?
Dedication plaque.
We're actually going to get to dedication plaque, I believe, in the back later. Is that true, Nancy?
It was on this, well, I don't know.
Did we go buy it? Oh, yes. My mistake. That's what happens when you take your glasses off and on. Let's do that first. The dedication plaque placement. And the dedication plaque itself. So did we, what was the overriding opinion that came out of the fire department and the work that you did, Alan?
Well, Nancy provided some information there, just from a conversation that Nancy and Nikki, and I mean Nancy and Mandy and some of us had around the office here about some suggestions on it. See how the plaque, the sign on the left there at Oceanfront Park is on like a pedestal. We're recommending putting something out front of Town Hall. You see the new Town Hall to the right, where they've done a real good job. That's good artwork, man. By the way, I wanted to point that out. Putting it on pedestals right there, the plaque, so they're not, we don't have room on the exterior walls of council, of the Town Hall building to actually mount it because of all the glass we have. So I think that'd look nice. There's no lighting right there. It'll all work out quite well. We do have some conduits sticking up there behind those places, but that's just to get us under the sidewalk is all that's for. Mm-hmm. So that'll go away. Then what we put on the plaques and is, I think we need to recognize the council that approved and funded, and then the council who was in place when we constructed. So we got two councils there. One thing we don't have on there, I think we should recognize our town attorney and our architecture firm and the construction company on that also.
Why don't each of you weigh in on your option? I don't want to give mine first. I'll give mine last. John, you have an option?
I'm kind of an option two guy. I know that people can see that, but
they can now. Yeah,
they can now. Okay.
Just that it was.
How about you?
You know, it was constructed this year.
Everything I've ever done has listed the councils. That's consistent with our other plaque that lists everybody, that lists the construction company, that lists the architect, and it gives a, it's got a good representation of who was responsible for it. We had that at Oceanfront Park. We even got the committee's name at Oceanfront Park for the, on that big plaque that's down there. I would do something with the additions to option one with adding the names I just discussed.
Okay. How about you?
Give me 1 second.
All right.
He's looking at
David,
up.
You have an opinion?
Well, I mean, I think, like Alan said, at least Curie Beach, as I've always done it, has put council on there. I'm still reeling from what you guys did earlier, so I don't have a huge opinion either way. You know, I think that it being inside somewhere on the wall is fine, as opposed to right out front. If people, mm-hmm. you know,
right
out. Yeah. You're exactly right. You're thinking right above the
right out front. It should probably say that this building is dedicated to the taxpayers who paid for it.
Exactly right. Right. That's right. Exactly right. Right.
So,
I mean, so that's where I think John was going. It's like, look, this is the town stuff. It's nice we got to help them get it, but it's really the town's building. So
I'm kind of an option two guy, but where are you?
I just wanted to reread Ozymandias real quick. Before I made the
Ozymandias? What's that? I don't know what that is.
Let's have a little poetry tonight. My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty in despair. Nothing beside remains. Round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and level sand stretched far away. It's just talking about you build buildings and then they disappear.
That's right. Yeah.
Option two is fine.
Well, it sounds like an option two. Council, there you go.
You put right. The councils of 18 and 19 did this with the help of the taxpayers. So maybe citizens and employees. That's true. Because Nancy, without your constant push for 9 years, I'm not sure we'd ever got this done.
I like what you said about the plaque should say that exactly when, because you should know when a building's done. But the citizens and employees of the town of Curie Beach. Because that's who really did it, right?
So we'll come up with a little...
Option four.
That was, something, right?
But let's do... How are we okay with option four? We will look at it again in council and then we can vote on it.
Yeah.
So...
I like this.
David and I will take a swing at option four while John's doing the dedication ceremony. And Alan's making sure the building is finished on schedule and on
there
time, on cost.
And Joe's picking out a poem
for us.
I like that, Joe.
That was good, Joe.
It was.
Okay, let's see if I can catch back up. Living with coyotes. We have had... Have any of the folks heard coyotes?
Yeah.
Okay. Evidently, we have. Have any of you seen coyotes?
Yes.
Okay. The coyotes that we have around us are principally foraging on federal or state land, because our land is only the town, and they only kind of come in here, I guess, when they need to, right? On March 4th, we'll put out something because I'm talking from memory, and that's not always been the greatest. But I believe on March 4th at 6 o'clock in the evening, at a place to be determined, if we're any other building, it'll be there, we will have people from the Department of the Interior come in and tell us how to live with coyotes. Not to trap them, not to shoot them, how to make them... They really aren't a threat, basically, as far as I can tell, or as far as been explained to me. But there are certain things you can do that you shouldn't do. Don't put out food for the coyotes. Be aware of your animals, things like that. And I have to thank, and it should go to the record, I have to thank former Mayor Mac Montgomery, who did the initial work on this to get the Department of Interior. And I've talked to Rebecca Syke, I believe, a few times. She will be here to give that education over, I believe, a two-hour period. Before that occurs, I will ask council to see if they would like to invite others from the island. I think that would make sense.
Yeah, I think we need to make sure we get the state parks involved, because I know the state park at Fort Fisher has a coyote management plan.
Yeah.
So they need to hear what you said.
Okay. And they can participate.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Okay, let me make a note on that.
And Nancy, can we tape that one so that we can put it on our website? So if people miss it, they can hear the question and answer. That's allowed, right? I assume?
Sure.
Okay. I'm asking. I'm not directing. I'm asking if it's a bad idea, think about it and let me know, right? We probably need to tell the presenter that we're going to tape it, but you know, for someone that can't be there, they might be interested in listening to it.
That's an excellent idea. Very good idea.
Well, our podcast, I listen to our meetings and podcasts when I'm driving, so I might listen to that too.
And any questions relative to that upcoming event? Questions on council? Okay, moving on. Review of committee board policy. Mr. Whitley.
Last time we discussed for P&Z and Board of Adjustments, which are the state boards, no more than 3 consecutive excused absences in a 12-month period so that you could not miss October, November, December, and then miss January, which would be 4, so a rolling 12-month period. And I agree with that. I think that's what we should do. On the second item, P&Z and BOA restriction of members serving on more than one board. If you are on a state board, you cannot serve on any other committee within town. We do have one gentleman who is on P&Z that does serve on another board that is not a state board. And this came up because we are filling our alternate position for P&Z. And a gentleman applied that is on a committee, and that was called by Nancy. So we need to either adhere to that policy or change that policy. Open to discussion on either point.
Mm-hmm. And it was on both, it was P&Z and Board of Adjustments, right?
No, it was P&Z and the SLAC committee, which is not a state committee.
Right, I understand. Okay.
Our policy is P&Z and BOA. I can see where SLAP sometimes could bleed into P&Z with some of the stuff that they discuss.
Andy.
Yes, sir.
Background on this. Is there a reason why somebody with the wisdom of one would not want to share it in another committee? Is there a reason for the background on this?
Back in the days of old, there were, you know, political reasons, and they were kind of self-serving, being on several boards. So that was the reason that it was passed, to prevent that from happening.
Okay.
And that was not too long ago.
Yeah.
So, as discussion gentlemen, a couple of things we can do. We can uphold this. We could say that it can only happen with approval if we think there's wisdom behind letting it happen. Or we can just say, don't worry about it.
Okay, I'm missing something, and I apologize, but I'm looking at what's in our packet, the policy manual, Article 1 on committees.
Yeah.
Page 1, 2, number 6. No person may serve upon more than 3 committees at one time, nor serve as chairperson of more than one committee. I'm just telling you what I'm reading. Is it somewhere else, further down?
Boards, P&Z, it's up on the screen.
Boards, P&Z.
Oh, Nancy's ahead of us.
Boards, P&Z.
You have 2 sections in your committee policy, one for ad hoc and one for boards, P&Z, and Board of Adjustment.
Chair, shall be chairman. Member shall know the public office under the town government shall be appointed. Okay, so it's in the membership.
Broad, isn't it?
We should cover by the section for the Board of Judgment P&Z.
2003.
So is it the public office thing that you're saying? Our board, our committee memberships, public offices?
Yes, that was my interpretation.
Okay, I'm just asking, right? So I saw no more than 3. That's why I stopped, because I want to make sure I understood.
You need to understand in your committee policy, it's 2 separate sections. Your ad hoc committees, they have a set of rules. Then you have a set for your state boards, which is your planning and executive.
That's what this page is, David. They created this page, if you got it.
So they each have different rules about how they can be removed and how many other committees they can serve on.
from P&Z and Board of Adjustment. What's on the screen is what applies. Member shall hold no other public office.
Is that the, just what's page 1-1 in the committee?
That's your committee, ad hoc committee rules.
So that's B. Okay, that's B1. Okay. That's fine. Okay, sorry to slow us down. I just want to understand. So it splits, and that's why. Okay, I'm up to speed. I apologize.
Not a problem.
Okay.
Questions are good. Yes, Craig.
Having served on the Planning and Zoning Commission in many different, or several different communities, serving only on the P&Z is fairly standard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what I think is currently in place is what I've seen in other places. I mean, I'm not suggesting that's what you want to do.
That's right.
It is a fairly standard because of the kind of nature of P&Z.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm good with that. I just want to make sure I missed something, so I got it. I'm caught up. I apologize.
Any other comments, Councilor?
Mayor.
Yes, sir.
I would like to add, you've got to consider the Board of Adjustments. Their tenure and everything is set up by state statute. Their appointments that the council makes is staggering.
Yeah.
So that at no time is there a blank on the Board of Adjustments. They are a quasi-judicial body. So it requires for them to operate and hear a case 4/5 of a vote. Which means generally all 5 of their members or the alternates show up to conduct the meeting. And it requires 4 members to make a decision. So don't drag them into anything new. They're already set.
Okay. Any discussion or questions for the attorney?
No. What do you want to do about the attendance? Still stick with the 3 in a 12-month rolling period?
Yeah.
That's a good point. From my perspective, I'm fine with that. With that.
I am too.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah. John, any opinion on that? Yeah. You do that? So we should probably have a motion for that and then close on this other item.
I'll make a motion. Faithful attendance for P&Z will be and Board of Adjustments will be defined as no more than 3 excused absence in a rolling 12-month period.
Second.
Okay, any other points? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
With the P&Z and the B of A restrictions, Board of Adjustments very rarely meets, which is a good thing.
Yes.
For the town. P&Z, I'm kind of torn.
Right.
But I do think it's a good policy. If you're on P&Z, you're on P&Z and nothing else.
Okay.
I do too. I'm fine with it staying the way it is, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. It's been working.
What do you think,
well,
John?
Yes.
And the person gets to choose which one. If they're
appointed
to both, and then we just got to watch ourselves in the future.
Okay. Sounds like we're going to uphold the rules, and that is our consensus, so uphold our rules, so we don't need a motion to do that.
That's right.
In the interim, if you would talk to the individual and have them make a choice.
I'm sure they've already heard it.
Okay.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, ma'am.
On your motion to change your excused absence for Board of Adjustment, that's Chapter 19 in the code that also has to be changed, which is a public hearing. Andy, Mr. Attorney, P&Z's, how they're removed is in Chapter 2, which doesn't require a public hearing, but Board of Adjustment is in Chapter 19 zoning. So we're going to have a public hearing.
Yes.
Isn't that correct?
If you're going to make a change on that.
That's what they just motioned to change for Board Adjustment to find attendance of no more than 3 unexcused absences in the rolling.
Well, that would have to be a hearing on that one.
Okay.
So you need a motion for a hearing, public hearing.
Make a motion. We schedule it 30 minutes before our next February meeting.
That'll be 5:30.
5:30.
I can get here. I'll be in town, right?
All right.
If Joe can, I can.
So I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nancy, thank you.
So I guess 2 other questions.
Yes.
So ad hoc committees, like I think, or not permanently standing, I don't know how to say it, but my question is around emergency operations and damage assessment rate. So if a P&Z member wants to be on the damage assessment team for post-hurricane, that should be acceptable. That's why I want to make sure we write this so that that's still acceptable. Same as if they wanted to be in the emergency operations center. So those are the two that are sort of only during hurricane times, but they're enlisted the same way in your committee's document. And I don't know how to, I'm not sure how to address that, Nancy, but I don't want to not let P&Z people help John Batson evaluate houses, because some of them might have expertise in that, or Board of Adjustment people on the damage assessment team. Similarly,
damage assessment and emergency operations right now is also a third part of your committee policy.
Right.
You've established those. They don't hold regular scheduled meetings.
Exactly.
During potential emergency. It doesn't really go into whether anyone else can serve on it or not.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask, right? So very sensitive to that. Hopefully we don't have to do it for another 15 years or so, but when we do, I want John to have the full access to anyone that knows anything, same with whoever the emergency manager is. So do we need to change that as well?
We probably have to have Andy look at that.
Well, it's a very small section. It's only section H, right? And if we change that to committee, a team or something, I mean, because it's not really a committee, but I just want to make sure. It's like them being a volunteer fireman. They can be a volunteer fireman, too. So I see that the same way, but we've called it committees. And that's the question.
Where's the building inspector? The last couple of years, I don't know that we've even gone through the application process for this. So it may be something council wants to consider taking out of the committee policy.
Well, I'll be glad to provide recommendations to it for our updates to the EOC, so we can just add it that way. But just don't lose track of it. I won't. I just saw it in there and I was like, okay, you know, if we get what Mexico Beach got instead of what we got, John's going to want more than just John looking at stuff. And we're going to need people, phones or wherever. And if it's Craig Gilbraith, I want him to be able to do whatever, right? Or whoever.
Yeah, speed's critical, particularly if you're into.
So we'll look at that.
Get out early.
I'll look at it with John, and we'll make a recommendation to council on Section H of the policy manual. So that might come back up in April or May.
Okay. All right. Very good. Project updates. Rebuilding of Alabama Beach access. Nancy, could you, maybe I should give you a chance to catch up there. You're doing three things at one time.
My status is pretty much what Commissioner Heather said earlier. We did submit for the camel permit, and we see that if they are allowing it to be a wider 8-foot line, straight.
No zigzag.
No zigzag, thank you. Engineering firm is finishing up the actual construction plans. And then we will apply, my office will apply for the CAM grant in April. There's a two-step process for the CAM grant.
So without the zigzag, it should come down in cost, I would expect, quite a bit, I hope.
I think so, but you won't be able to reuse any of the downposts, so right. Jimmy's not sure yet. We're waiting to see what the engineer says.
Okay.
Right.
So we'll get a quote after, or an estimate after the finalized engineering drawings.
I know there are people in the audience interested at this point in time as to when this may occur. Grants really are not awarded until September.
Right.
So it looks like we may have we'll be struggling a little bit through this season probably as well.
Is the Carolina Beach one fixed though? That's the one that's next up? After the storm it got messed up too, right?
Got messed up again.
So
are we calling it Alabama Beach Access?
That's what we've mentioned here, no?
It's actually number 1004.5.
It's 1004.5.
Yeah.
I guess that'd be South Fort Fisher Boulevard, right? 1004.
North Fort Fisher Boulevard.
North?
North, yeah, it'd be north.
It's near Ocean View.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus, Alabama is Carolina Beach.
That's right. Yes, sir. Jack Brown.
Yeah. That's why it'll be Fort Fisher. So good catch. Thank you, Steve. Okay, Nancy, thank you. Update on the beach access points damaged. I guess you already spoke to that.
Yeah, the walkways. Jimmy's looking at cost estimates, and then we'll do that in-house. Probably March, April.
Okay.
When do we think? I know we're getting to when they think they're going to get to us for sand, but we need to coordinate that. That's the only issue.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have.
We're trying to get an update where he stood, so right. That we can. And we probably need to have a conversation with Jimmy Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
I think Greg's got an update.
I did tell the Corps of Engineers that we were going to get started. Since our sand wasn't coming first, we're getting started.
Okay.
We can't wait until season to put up those outfalls. So,
okay.
And I'm going to ask you to give the update on that project in a moment. Ocean Dunes update. John, do you have anything to add to what you've seen at Ocean Dunes relative to what Bill has already told us?
Bill pretty much did my job for me there. So.
All right.
Good.
He's going to send you a bill.
I would appreciate council's clarification on what you expect our engineer's role to be in review of the stormwater pipe.
So our engineer's role is to ensure that it has the same outflow or better than it did before it was damaged, so that we don't have stormwater problems on 421 and on across the street.
Okay.
I mean, that's his role. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to verify that the outfall from the point, the last point before it was broke, right, which is right in that, with those bends, doesn't drive more head than it would have when it was going straight out, because it's going to have two turns to get over there. That's why it's probably bigger, by the way. Your engineer recognized it had to get bigger, because otherwise the restrictions would drive water head, which would slow down mm-hmm. the flows. So that's it.
Yep. Okay.
Has to be adequate to handle our discharge.
Yeah.
Period.
So just review and comments on their plans are acceptable as far as you're concerned.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'll be glad. Let me know. I haven't seen his, but I'd be glad to look at it.
I haven't seen anything since the first draft.
Right.
Just to clarify, what you're
Bill.
Saying that he might have to like the plan, but if the plan works, it's acceptable?
Yes. We'll work it out. Is there some problem you guys are not telling us
there's
about?
There's a little
animosity.
No, there's not.
Animosity.
The problem is, I have an engineer who's insulted that someone is checking his work.
What? Okay.
Okay, that's the bottom line.
That's fair enough. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Try to manage him. I'll be glad to talk to him. I'm sure my number's much lower than his, so I'll be glad to explain why that happens.
He said the same thing about our engineer.
Well, okay, well tell him. I'll give you my number and you can look it up with him.
Other than that, as you all know, there were sandbags installed in 11, 13, 15, 17, 18, and 2100 buildings. Those are complete. And so Ocean Dunes will be applying for placing sand over those bags over the next couple of weeks.
Awesome.
Okay. Yeah, walk down, look down. Or someone.
I think that's a significant investment for you down there at Ocean Dunes.
About $500,000.
Yeah. It's quite a bit. We talked about the repavement, and we'll get more of that in the
retreat.
And Ocean parking implementation plan for summer of 2019. Any additional parking or street directional signs that need to be determined? Based on the public input on parking, there will not be any significant changes to parking on the north side of town. Right, Joe?
No.
But
we. Well, yes, sir.
We will enforce parking in the street.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
So,
absolutely.
I mean, that. So some people think no change means we're going back to how it was. That's not correct.
Well, that's true.
So the issue for those neighborhoods is they were not interested in the town designating parking on the street in those neighborhoods.
Right.
That doesn't mean you can park in the street.
That's exactly true.
Okay.
That's exactly true.
And that's how we need to communicate.
And that was never implied in our public meeting.
No, I know it wasn't.
No, but you're
good
point.
But I'm just saying that our communication message for the citizens for the summer needs to be that, because right now it's not a big problem, but I think it will. There's a bunch of driving things happening to the towns to the north of us with parking that I'm a bit concerned about. Riceville Beach already taken action. Carolina Beach is signaling they're going to increase their parking rates as well, I think. And I'm concerned about that.
Yeah. So the point being that an ordinance says if it is not marked, you may not park there.
That's
If you do not have permission to park any unpaved right-of-way, you may not park there. The permission comes from the lot owner. Therefore, we will enforce that, and we will enforce along 421 to make sure that people are not driving pedestrians and bicycles into the lane of traffic. So those will be the points. In the south part of town, there will be some identified parking. And I believe, based on the last meeting, you and I are to give Jimmy some direction on how and where, so we better go do that.
Yeah.
Now, we've defined the streets, but we're going to have to look at a layout.
Yes.
Right.
Right? So we will go ahead and do that. And we're going to need some signs. I don't know if they should be blue squares or anybody have any comment, which define public parking. And we'll need them on H, on 6th, and on a small portion of E.
You mean I, right, not H?
I, sorry, yes, sorry. I.
We got to have this done by Easter.
Exactly, yeah. Right, I agree.
Easter weekend.
So if you would take a look at whatever the standard should be, or whatever is consistent with what we've already done in the past.
And I don't know if we talked about that, but those are no overnight parking as well.
Yes, they are no overnight parking.
Which ones?
Right. The public parking.
EI and 6.
We don't have any overnight parking as far as I know.
Some people will start getting ticketed then.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to know, because I think that's the right thing to do.
Yes,
personally, but I know that at least on I, there'll be two people unhappy.
At least two.
But we don't do that in the public beach access.
I'll avoid Jack Michaels for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. You just got to tell him. I just wanted to understand, right? So we're I'll call up to you guys, right? Because I might be behind, right? I mean, I thought I read all this, but I want to make sure. I've already missed two things, so. Still babbling a little bit. Okay.
Bill, you had a comment.
Does it include the Ocean Views 421 section?
Does it include the one?
We talked about limiting.
We talked about limiting it to the public.
Oh yes, you're talking about in your area.
Yes,
absolutely. Yes,
okay.
Right. And I'm sorry, you had a question, Bill.
I had a question. I know that you had mentioned that there was no that you'll be parking the same for the residential areas on Fort Fisher Boulevard.
Yes.
But there's also I'm going to use the wrong term, easement from the street so far back. In order to be able to see around the corners, in order to be able to see oncoming traffic, that sometimes coming out of those streets is very hard when they're, you know, you're in an area that you just can't see around with some traffic. It's a little scary, dicey coming out of those streets.
That's a very important point you're making. We have defined that you can only park in the unpaved right of way, which is that piece of the property between the paved street and the, what do you want to call it? Some people have
house.
Fences and, house. And the house. But basically, people can only park in that area with the permission of the owner. It means that the owner is the enforcer. By that I mean, you call Mike and you say, there's cars in my right-of-way, in my unpaved right-of-way, that don't belong here, they don't belong to me, I would like you to ticket them. And if they're blocking something, they'd probably be towed. If they're blocking your driveway or something. But there are some empty lots, which can be a problem, particularly down there in the Hanby Beach area, across from some of the mini motels we have. We don't have anything that specifically addresses that. The only thing I could recommend is if you know the owner and can ask the owner and get either an electronic mail and copy to say that you can manage that area because they're destroying their property, then you could probably show that to Mike. And if Mike might be on a copy of that, he might accept you as being able to say that car doesn't belong there, ticket it.
And I guess I had more of a question. I thought there was an ordinance that when I was at a prior meeting that within so many feet of a stop sign you can't physically park, it's illegal to park, even if you own that
lot,
that property.
Yes.
And that's
15 feet.
Yeah, and that was my question, because a lot of times you can't see around.
I totally missed it then.
Yeah.
Kind of.
And how you address that versus the common area that is, you know, privately owned, which is perfectly legal if the ownership says it's okay.
That's a much easier solution, but it's very similar. You just call Mike, and he'll take care of it.
Okay, I mean, that was...
And Mike is 911, by the way. Everybody thinks you're calling some mystery in the sky. You're calling the county. The county immediately gets access to our on-duty deputy, and they will be there. So,
yeah, it's not... Okay, that was my question, because I didn't know you were talking about signage and right away and parking those areas.
Good question. Good question. Steve?
No, I'm with... That was the 15 feet.
Okay. All right. Any other questions on parking?
Thank you.
All right. Discussion of the... Oh, first of all, I want to get to you. Let's see.
Number 7, right?
Yeah, we're going down 7. Discussion of the drainage study, including the Matsu ditch review walkthrough. Now, my name is on that, but I was not a member of that walkthrough, so I guess I would like to... Which one of you would like to speak to it?
Yeah, so we'll let John start with drawings, or with pictures, right? So while he... You got it?
Maybe you want to explain what we did.
Yeah, so on Saturday, after good work with Commissioner Whitley getting permission from Matsu and Commissioner Allen pushing us to look at basically the backbone of the stormwater system, which is where all the water goes, we spent 2 hours Saturday, which was all we were allowed by Matsu, and we're asking for more time to come to the south end of town, walking the ditches that service north of K Avenue. And so really there's two ditches that do this. One runs behind, it catches the well house at Settlers Lane right in the curve, goes north and then turns to the west, goes by the Carolina Beach Water Tower, which you can see when you drive by, runs back right by Dow Road and then right north of the cemetery, crosses the road, where it's joined by another ditch coming from the north, and then all the water goes under the water and then out to the river. And so that's the first one we walked in. John was our photographer for the expedition, so I'll let him take the pictures.
Many of you that attended over the past few months have seen this graphic before. There was concern during the hurricane that homes in the north part of town, this is Sea Watch right here, and then Cutter Court is right through here. Of course, this is Settlers Lane around the backside here. That some of these homes got 1, 2, 3, maybe more inches of water in their garages or first level of living space. Certainly nobody got feet of water. But there was concern that, okay, if we've got water in our homes, is the drainage system taking care of that? And if not, why not? So the drainage out of this part of town is all underground, comes down along the road here. This is the well house, or a little piece of property at the Settlers Lane makes that curve, and then it empties out into the ditch right behind the well house, and then the ditch runs this blue line, green and yellow too. Now the yellow is the underground coming out of the Carolina Beach Lake to get up to here. Actually, even goes underground to here. This is Chappelle Park. I forget the name of that street. Sumter. And then where it comes under Sumter right here, then it comes out in a big, well, actually a couple different pipes that dump into the ditch
and this is a ditch, and then these two ditches come together.
So, John, the confluence of those ditches is on this side of Dow Road, but on the Matsu land. Is that it?
Right. Yes.
Okay. All this is Matsu land.
This right here is Alabama. So this is Curie Beach. So all of that. So all this work up, you know, like from here on, is actually Matsu property, certainly. But it's across from, if you will, Carolina Beach property, because the Curie Beach property stops right here. Well, as Mr. Hagler was saying, a couple of us, three of us, and Mr. Mesmer from Public Works walked the ditch. So we met at the firehouse, went down here, parked the car, got out, and started walking to here. And then we came back and spent some time down by the old Dow plant that's been destroyed. And then we went on down to where Dow Road joins K, and there's a ditch from the firehouse along K Avenue, along K Avenue as you go toward the river, that maybe you haven't seen or realized. And as you're driving toward the river, the ditch is on the right side of the road off, I don't know, 10 or 15 yards. And since it's a ditch and there's trees and brush and growth, you wouldn't know that there's a 10-foot ditch running along there. But it takes stormwater from the K area of the town out to the river. And
the beach again,
as Mr. Hagler was saying, we spent our 2 hours, which was authorized by Matsu. We didn't want to upset that apple cart. So we're going to request a chance to go back and do the south part of Curie Beach and the ditches down in this area where we are meeting now. And so we'll have that update for you. Okay.
John, so if I could ask you a question, then is the Settlers Lane, is that draining down K or is that draining down this? Do we know?
There's a ridge. All of this picture is draining to the north.
All this draining to the north.
This all goes up.
Beach walk and all of the Curie Dunes that goes to the beach walk ponds, the two ponds, goes to the south and then down the one down K Avenue.
Okay.
So that's where they connect underneath the new town hall.
So that's the separation.
Right. And then one thing that's not on here, just for everyone, is this is a retention pond from Carolina Beach. This property, there's a ridge that runs here, goes to the ocean. This comes back and goes through here underground. So this is actually a retention pond, and it has a spillway that then goes into that ditch as well. So this property goes through there, this property goes through there, and then this property goes back through here. But this is where it all connects, and you'll see some pictures. The ditch is actually in good shape. Both us and Carolina Beach 2 years ago came through and dug those ditches, and if you walk back there and get down in them, they're 10 or about 10 feet deep in some places.
And Carolina Beach is going to be doing theirs again this year. It's budgeted. There were a couple areas on their side that needed some work. They're budgeted to go ahead and do that again this year.
This is behind the well house, as you can read. I don't have to read to you, but that's where we started, hiked over there and goes down into the ditch. And then the ditch runs along. This is Spot Lane. There's a house right in here. The well house is back this way a little bit. And we are walking along the ditch. As it progresses, that blue line that was on the map progresses down the outside of Spot Lane. It's a good ditch. It's deep, and it's we want to make sure none of us fell into
it.
Sure the other three would have helped get that guy out.
So this is Saturday after the storms on Friday, which I wasn't here, but I heard great things about. So there was still good water flow. You know, the water doesn't disappear from the town for 18 hours after a big event. So it was a good time to walk the ditch because we'd had a big rain. we could see if it was flowing. It was flowing very well.
Now this says as it turns toward the river near Alabama.
That's the curve.
And this is a turn right here. This is back down. Spot Lane is over here. This is back down toward the Weld House. This is the turn as it goes toward the river, and Alabama Avenue is right along here. And this turns, and in a minute, we'll see a picture.
Yeah. John, that was a couple years ago. That was home to a nice size alligator right there.
I'm sure it was. We were worried about that as well.
Yeah, we
that's why we were glad it was kind of a cold day. It's 38. That's why we were glad it was 38.
This is looking back at that turn that I just showed you. As we have turned, Alabama's right here. This is Spot Lane. And now we're walking the ditch, and I turned around and took a shot back towards Spot. This is further down. That's the little house associated with the water tower, Carolina Beach Water Tower. There's my guys out leading the parade.
So if you saw any hoodlums out this weekend, you know who they were now.
Now we have the water tower's right in here. The ditch came along this way and is now turned and going back north. As you remember from the picture of the blue line came and said, and this is, well, I'll just show you. This is that retention pond that Mr. Hagler mentioned and got up and showed you on that other map. The ditch is right along here. This retention pond has an outflow. Turns out that it doesn't, you know, connect. This doesn't connect into the side of the ditch. If there's overflow, it's got this big rock bed, so it doesn't erode. But whatever comes out of that when it overflows just runs right onto the land, and the ditch is over here 10 or 12 steps. There were a couple of places, I would say maybe three at most, and we walked all the way to the river, that had what we considered that might need some work. The water's flowing under there. This ditch is 10 feet deep from where we're standing, but you could see that if there's a big rain and little stuff were to collect in the ditch, as it tried to get through there, it could stop it.
And so that we've asked Commissioner Whitley to talk to Matsu tomorrow when he meets with them about, can the town work with them to clean those out?
Well, I've already sent an email knowing that we meet tomorrow, asking if we can, in May, have Public Works walk the ditches before hurricane season. And then if by chance we get any early storms, July, August, something like that, a strong storm, to walk it again to make sure that nothing blows over limbs, trees, whatever. And then at the end of the season, late November, to walk them again to see what we're facing for the next year for cleanup.
But if we can get permission, it's a day or two's worth of work for crews to get the things that we saw out.
Matsu moves slowly, so we're trying to go ahead and get everything proactive for the coming year.
There is some erosion along the ditches over here. This is not part of the ditch. This is where rainwater has caused erosion. It flows toward the ditch. That's not part of the ditch.
Any reason
that you
that you think? We think that was from the hurricane. I don't think it was the ditch overflowing. I think it sheet drained in there and then found the weak spot and just ate it out. With that 28 inches of rain or however much we got. So there's a big field right there and it kind of naturally channels and then it found a weak area and just ate it out in that hard pan.
Okay. Again, we're getting close to the merge area as we head up toward there. Again, this is just, I think the next picture is the merge area, but it's a good ditch. It's nice, it's wide, it's deep.
What is the width, would you say? 3 feet?
12 feet?
Down to the bottom?
Down to the bottom, maybe
Four feet. When we walked across it, both feet got deep wet.
When we got wet
in the knees,
it was
okay. And up
above a man's stride, longer than a man's stride.
Oh, yeah, you can't jump it.
No, okay.
We would have.
Okay.
This is the blue line on the map coming this way. Right over here was the yellow line coming down from Carolina Beach. That's the Carolina Beach side. And then Curie comes in this way. And then that's kind of where they met and go on out.
And that looked clean, better?
Yeah,
it did.
We have now crossed over Dow Road. This is another, we're on the other side headed on toward the river. And again, one of those potential areas that had a lot of growth concentrated down in and around the ditch. And another potential clog. The two worst spots that I felt were on the other side of Dow Road. And that's after the two ditches come together. But see how wide that is. This is the side, and over here is the other side of the ditch. So there are spots where it has been eaten out, like a small river almost, certainly a big creek.
How big's the pipe that goes under Dow Road?
I want to say it's 48 inches, Joe, but I'm not. I think you can walk. Yeah, because you can walk.
It's like a big culvert. Yeah.
Yeah. We can get a picture and show you. That one you can almost just go take a picture.
Probably 5 feet at least, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
From the area where the well is near Settlers in that area, going up to where it merges. There's no pump, I believe, and isn't that going uphill?
No, it's all gravity drain. There's no pump.
So that's, it just seems like when I drive along.
Yeah, I mean, it's deceptive, but you can see the water flowing and there's no pumps. There are no pumps in this system.
Wow.
It's all gravity all the way to the river or all the way to the ocean.
It is flowing.
There are no stormwater pumps on the island except for Carolina Beach's.
Marshes out in the back.
Yeah,
alley.
I was wondering that bit then. All right.
Yeah.
Now there is less.
Well, the road may go that way, but the pipe is
the river.
Not okay.
Because it gets wider and swampy.
Right.
Yeah. So you can't see movement. You know, it's not flowing like a rabbit or something, Steve.
John, the pipe that extends out into the ocean just south of Alabama. Is that a storm drain pipe?
The pipe
and is it
extends into the ocean.
Talking about the outfall pipe.
Oh, the outfall.
Yeah, it's an outfall.
I don't know what that is, honestly. I mean, it's the Carolina Beach thing. I don't know if that's part of Dow that's just always been there. I don't know that it's an outfall. We'll have to check. I'm not sure. You're talking about where the surfers circle.
Oh, yeah, the large structure.
Is that a Carolina Beach outfall?
That's Carolina Beaches,
yeah.
Two pipes.
This question was, what is it, though?
No, it's definitely not that.
Well, that's just the nickname of it.
Okay, yeah. It's definitely not that. That's why we have a sewer treatment plant on the river. Yes. It's definitely not that. I don't know.
This is,
I'm glad I never
as we're getting close to the river, which is right over there where the sunlight is, and it starts to widen out and get very marshy. And so we didn't want to disturb the gators. We did run across one rat and some deer.
There you go.
And this is the river bed right there. This is kind of where we stop because then we're going to be stepping into it. And again, the flow, and you can see it's much wider here as it gets into this marshy area.
We also went at high tide, which is the best time to look at ditches. So we were 45 minutes from high tide, which, I mean, that's the best time if you're going to look at something like this. Is the worst time for flow is at high tide, right? Because the river's back pressure.
As you drive up and down Dow Road from K toward Ocean, you may have noticed this as you're heading toward Ocean. This will be on your right. Down in a little swell.
This is the eastern side of Dow Road toward the ocean, where the old Dow Chemical trough ran and came through this culvert, and there's some erosion there that needs to be taken care of. And even though the Dow Chemical plant operation that drew salt water out of the ocean over to their plant on the backside of the island, that's not part of the Curie Beach or the Carolina Beach or the Pleasure Island drainage system. The ditches don't run into that to be part of the drainage. There are some valleys, there's some swell, which would certainly have water if you have a big rain, which we did, and it would flow out that way. But it's not part of the Curie Beach drainage system.
So that large concrete basins back there, they're not used for anything then?
No, yeah. So obviously on the beach side, as we have some homeowners that live right there, those are plugged up, right? So there's no seawater coming in.
Right.
But behind Settlers Lane, all that marshy area runs water to those, and they still run out to the river. But no one maintains this system, I think, because we went all the way back to Dow and looked. It was high tide, but they seemed higher than the last time Joe and I were back there. We think that could be part of an issue with the marshiness of behind Settlers, right? So the water table is obviously very much higher than it normally is because of 100 inches of rain.
Yeah.
But if it can't be getting out, it's going other places. And when we get later in this, when we walk down the K Avenue ditch, you'll see two places that we think are driven possibly by this. So the water's still flowing. You can hear it flowing in there. The reason it's eroded is because it's flowing in. Jimmy's done a temporary repair. That's the next thing, is to ask Masu, can we permanently repair it? Because we don't want somebody's car driving off and dropping in there.
That was going to be my next question. Is it undermining the road?
No. It's all, well, I don't think so.
Right.
Okay. I shouldn't say no, but the way we looked at it, the problem looks going that way, not this
right
way.
Right down here, there's concrete.
Yeah.
This erosion, but there's a big concrete structure that goes all the way under the road.
Okay.
I think the road's safe, but I think we need to fix this, and then we need to ask Matsu if they can look at that and unclog it. They're not going to be interested, I don't think.
Probably not.
It doesn't impact anyone's house, although I think it could contribute to the water behind 301 or whatever, 309 Settlers.
Whole group of houses.
I think all of that marshiness back there. And you'll see when we get to the K Avenue pipe, there's water being pushed to the south because it is, and it could be just because it's so high. I'm not sure. Because we don't get back there as much, so I don't really know what's happening back there.
This is the other side, on the river side of the picture where the erosion is, directly across the street. And goes off into that. And again, this is not part of the drainage system. There is water that flows. And there's only two or three more slides of the ditch, but there's about another 100 pictures from here out toward the river where I learned that the young councilman spent his youth learning to drive and shoot.
That's right.
A lot of different things. So we were out there, we wanted to go see that structure, and we did. This is one picture. This is part of that Dow
sloughs
that created that one. This type of structure ran from the ocean all the way back to the backside of the island.
If you notice those metal jagged
metal sides, and then water flowed through that.
If you notice those jagged metal pieces on Dow Road on your right before you come to the curve, that's part of that structure. Mm-hmm. And then what's out in the ocean, at extreme low tide, which has been exposed recently, that's also part of that same structure. It was all the way across the island.
But way back in there is the old Dow
treatment plant that's been turned into rubble. Very dangerous to hike around in there with animals. Now this is the ditch at Dow and K. The road's right up here. That's looking back toward the firehouse down there.
And just
that's looking
the curve.
We're walking toward the firehouse. I turned around and took a shot back toward Dow Road. That's Dow, and then K is right here.
Mm-hmm. That's a turn.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes around that turn on the inside?
It cuts across. You can see the other side?
Yeah.
The ditch is on the right of that.
We want to walk that.
Because you'd open that and drive back.
You're looking south.
That's right. Yes. You're looking west.
West. Okay, west. You're right.
You're looking west. Start. You're looking west.
Looking west. Standing on K, looking towards yeah. Down. Okay.
This ditch had a couple of erosion spots that came in and were headed toward the firehouse. Hagler Station.
The firehouse hadn't been renamed.
Not yet.
We're headed toward town and a couple of places where we erosion wide enough and deep enough, we couldn't jump them. We'd have to go up here to go around them.
And that's the water I'm talking about in the Matsu land is rolling through that. It hasn't done that until the last time I walked was in October after the storm. I hadn't done that. So it's with all the extra rain. And I think that's one that we should ask Matsu about. But I'm concerned they're not going to be very interested to do any work on that, right? And I don't know they're going to be interested to let us do it when, because we can't say it's for public property. It's on their land. They're like, fine. We don't want people going back there, let it be marshy, I guess. But it's something we got to monitor.
Well, I think I'd like to say, and if the two gentlemen agree with me, that we were pleased at how little clog there was anywhere along that blue stripe that I first put up there to get from Settlers Lane out to the river was,
well, I guess I'm glad that it wasn't too bad, but I wish it was a big glaring quick fix.
That's right. Right. Exactly. So exactly.
Let's rip this out and get rid of that problem that we have back there. But
right. If I may add,
yes, sir.
Since we're talking about drainage for the north end of town,
yes,
the pipe in question that I was talking about is south of Hanby, so it is technically it's not Carolina.
It's south of Alabama.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Right there at Hamden.
Yeah. Yeah, I know where you're talking about.
Yeah.
I didn't.
That's not the poop.
I didn't realize it was a outfall.
Well,
I have to see what's connected.
Are you,
to it.
Are you talking about that steel and concrete line that goes out, or are you talking about the black tube that goes out?
No, the steel and concrete it goes way out.
Well, we don't do anything with that.
I noticed during rainstorms this, that, and the other. I would have assumed that stormwater coming. Any stormwater coming out would have a different color than the ocean. I've never noticed any change in water coloration or anything. So
I don't know what. I guess we can try to find out what that is by talking to our friends or Jimmy Mano. But since it's a submerged pipe, there's going to be a lot of pressure right from the wave action. But I don't know that you wouldn't see. Unless you can see water draining into it, that you would notice it being a different color.
This is the pipe just south of Alabama?
Yeah.
Just south. I can guarantee water comes out of there. I've surfed there. And
oh, okay.
There's brown water coming out. Okay. It's stormwater.
Okay. That'd be my guess.
A couple years ago, that got washed away in that hurricane, didn't it, in the concrete places?
No.
Not this pipe.
No, that's embedded in concrete.
I remember when they built it. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Denise.
So we'll get information.
Does out studies of the water after storms at that site, and they have significant increases in dangerous bacterium as a result of that. Yeah. So it has to be dumping into that.
Yeah.
It's all the animal waste that gets dumped in.
Okay.
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
I don't know everything, right? First admit it.
What?
So,
can we get that? We definitely got that on tape, right?
She's got it on tape already, yeah. So you can play as much as you want.
So we have, we still have a problem that we will continue to work on.
I will bring this up with Matsu tomorrow for them emails, photos, and just lean on them as much as we can, politely.
So we do have drainage issues off Cutler, that which is going back along there. We have some drainage issues in the back of Settlers, where there's a lake and on their land in the back. It's not a retention pond, it's just marshy. And that appears to be moving south, though that ditch looks okay. And then we'll know more about what's going on here, right behind President Davis, after the next walk. With that, there was going to be, I mean, does anybody have any other discussion? Because I do want to talk about Denise's proposal.
It was a suggestion.
Yes.
But my plan is, gentlemen, either at the February or March council meeting to do a PowerPoint presentation of some of the research that I've done on the original stormwater designs for the developments that were approved north of K. I've found where they're located. It's a matter of being able to, who's going to get the information for me. It may be something that I have to do myself. The delay is, I have a family member that's in the hospital. He's been there for the last 2 weeks, so it's requiring a tremendous amount of time. I can do some work there, but I can't be in person requesting this information. I'm finding a lot of interesting things. This has been helpful to me. I'm going to ask Nancy, probably via email tomorrow, to send me a copy of the PowerPoint so I can incorporate that with what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I'm not, at this point, ready to discuss in any kind of detail. My suggestion was the town do something comparable to what the village did, which was survey the residents to see if they had any flooding in their homes during Florence. There was concern, I believe, John, when I spoke with you, that people didn't understand what we were asking, and it could have been wind that caused it, or windows, roofs, all of that. So we followed up with another more thorough request for people to contact me. There were 38 people that initially reported Florence flooding. I can safely say, of the people who responded, 8 didn't have that issue at all. It was similar to what John was concerned about.
Okay.
I did have over 15 people. I don't have those records with me tonight. It was 15 or 16 that contacted me privately and said they were terrified that their insurance companies and their property values would be impacted if they answered this information correctly. So though they had responded positively to the original request, when we wanted detail from them, they weren't willing to do it, and I understand exactly why they weren't. Mm. So, and we have this experience on Cutter Court. People next to me, north of me, flooded 2.5 to 3 inches, and 2 homes south of our home also flooded. But they were not willing to even respond to the survey. That's how concerned they are.
Yep, that's... I guess you could understand that. I mean,
yeah,
that's
absolutely
interesting, because I was actually on a different point when you and I talked, saying just so we're studying, people shouldn't assume that the town will take any specific action, right? Because there's things we can do and things we can't do. But I would have not have anticipated what you just ran into.
So. It surprised me too, but it shows you what a complex issue this is.
Oh, exactly right. Yeah, it's not simple. I mean, so the town over the last 2 to 3 years has probably spent $250,000 on stormwater improvement. That's not maintenance, that's improvements throughout the town. The council continues to support improvements, but we need people to identify the areas, right? So if only one person in an area says they have a problem, the first thing we go look at is their house low or not, or is there a drain right by there that got plugged during the storm? Mm-hmm. If a whole neighborhood says that's a different issue, and the town really wants to address those, there are some limitations. The town cannot work on private property. The town can work all around private property to try to fix stuff, but if it's private property, If the water's coming from your neighbor to your house, that's a private property issue between two neighbors, right? You have recourse with that. If your neighbor's shedding his water or her water onto your property, they're not allowed to do that. It's illegal in North Carolina, and you can either work with them to fix it or sue them. Once you get it to the street, the town wants to get it somewhere else, either to the ocean or to the river. That's what the town wants to do. And, you know, we'll add curbs, we'll put more stormwater drains in, we'll work with people that if their lots are low, you know, we can't tell you exactly how to fix this, but you need to get the water to the street, and then we'll make it go away. And so a number of people have put basically pumping systems in their yard. They've dug a hole with a drain that collects the water, and they pump it out to the street, and then we make sure it doesn't get back, right? So the public works, I was out there with them during Florence at 3 a.m, right? You well know, because you were at your house, right?
There too.
I was out there too.
Oh, no, I know. And we, so, well, I know. Okay.
That's where I found. Right? And, we were able, cutter court, only speaking from what I'm most familiar with, the people that have pumps that drive that water into the street can get that water off their property.
Right.
But the street is not draining. That's the issue. So, but
okay.
As I said, I'm not comfortable talking about it tonight because I have a lot of information I don't have answers to yet. I'm trying to provide as much as I can when I talk to you.
Okay. Good.
Appreciate it. All help is appreciated.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. That file right there is, mm-hmm. is almost 50 megabytes.
Okay.
And some,
so that, yeah, all right.
Some servers won't let you email that either out or accept it in. Mm-hmm.
We'll stop by.
I've got it on. Yeah. I've got it on a stick, and I'll
that's what we were just saying. Terrific. Okay, John, thank you.
In fact, I could not email it to the town. I brought it down on a stick today to load, so okay. I'll give that to you.
But concerning the survey, I just thought this was an opportunity. I focus so much on cakes. That's what I know. That's what I walk. But mm-hmm. if we're doing this and doing this as thoroughly as possible, it's important to include the entire town of Curie Beach. Mm-hmm. And it's just curious what's happening south of town. I know they have issues.
Yeah, so General Whiting has a big problem that Matsu's shedding water off that we're trying to work with Matsu on as well.
Yeah. But thank you. So mm-hmm. you're not going to do the survey, I gather. Is that correct? Or?
I thought that maybe my misunderstanding, I thought that a group was going to do the survey and collect the data. I was not thinking about us doing it. I was more concerned about what was happening with the drainage. And now it looks like we may need a new approach.
Yeah, I was under the impression in my meetings with the town clerk and John Allen that we were asking the town to do a townwide survey.
Okay.
I support that. That's fine.
We can have the emails. I've only got emails for a village.
Yeah. Right.
I even requested from local HOAs if they wanted to participate as well. Mm-hmm. But that's all I can do.
Right now, I guess what we really would have in our hand, John, is what the FEMA requirement was. We know how many homes flooded, basically, if they told us. So we actually have that type of information, at least after Florence. Right?
Yes, sir.
So I don't know that we need to ask anybody that because John has 52 properties. What's it, John? I don't recall. Was it?
That I actually observed flooding and they called me. I think it was like 32.
So
it was all north of town?
No. There were some south of town.
There were some south of town. Third and G for sure, and probably General Whiting, I would guess.
So we at least have that maximum rainfall input, and that should have been the worst condition that we could identify.
Sure felt like it.
So we should. Time. I mean, if you think that would be helpful to you, without all using names.
All information is helpful. I do know when FEMA walked Cutter Court 2 or 3 weeks after the storm. Everybody unanimously, myself included, said no. We don't need you. We're fine. So, but at least it'd be interesting, John, to incorporate that information with what the village was able to collect to see if there's overlap or are there people that did not respond to that initial email that are on your list. So.
I mean, that is public information.
Okay. So I could just email you and get that? That would be...
Sure.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. So that should take care of that.
So okay. That's, then John will provide me that information, and we won't be doing a survey? Is that, I just want to make sure
I don't believe at this point in time we would do a survey, given we have the information on Florence, which is an event that is unsurpassed. Mm-hmm. And so we should look at that data. If there's questions derived from that data or patterns, mm-hmm. we certainly could, I think, pinpoint. Instead of asking 2,200 residences, we might be able to ask 300 residences if we see a pattern. If that makes sense.
It does make sense. I mean, it's a very helpful starting point for me to have information I currently don't have about who flooded and where.
We will continue. We'll continue to work on this. And as David says, as liaison of Public Works and a guy who pounds them on budgets and. We will do everything we can to continue to improve this part of our town, because it's a lot of concern. So, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Discussion and consideration of new business, and we have one item.
Two. We had.
Oh, yes, we did add two. Yes, we did. It's at the bottom of the page here. So, update on storm damage reduction schedule for the beach. Alan, would you explain where we are?
Mayor and I attended a pre-construction meeting on the 16th, I believe it was, of January. Contractors on site. You may have seen the boat, a little small boat off the shore. They're doing surveys and updating the survey, so we'll know exactly how much sand we lost and how much further we can go with renourishment for the hurricane. With the additional funding we received. The contractor has mobilized in Carolina Beach because that's the closest place to start.
Equipment's on the north end right now.
Yeah, it should be on the north end. They've held their pre-construction meeting with the town of Carolina Beach. At some point they'll notify us for a meeting in which we'll get Jimmy and John involved in those meetings, and we'll talk about our outfalls and what work Jimmy can start on, where they're going to be outside the template of renourishment.
Yep.
So
it's perfect.
They are supposed to start. Look at the schedule there. I can't turn it. They're supposed to start in our area around February 23rd with nurse filling the beach, and everything has to be finished by the end of April. So. Tremendous amount of sand to move. It could be more. We don't know exact number. We haven't been given those exact numbers yet, but we should know something soon when their post-storm surveys are complete.
But, so it's February 19th, Carolina Beach, or us, or?
February 19th is when they should mobilize to Curie Beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're bringing in a huge dredge out there, biggest one they've ever brought.
Yeah.
And there's possibility of even a hopper dredge bringing sand into without pumping it. They would put it into a hopper and bring it into the beach. So,
wow.
Like I said, tremendous amount of sand. There is money in there for a replacement of some outfall with piping that was lost. And there's also, we just need to see what that post-storm survey brings us.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. So, frankly, going last, I don't view that as a big problem. If there's any northeasters or storms before summer, we'll be the last to lose sand.
Yeah.
But from that perspective, the large cutter head that they'll use, I mean, whether you understand this or not, our borrow area is about 2 miles off the shore. They grind up the sand, put it up into the air, or up into the water, and they either suck that in and pump it to the beach, or suck that into a big hopper dredge where they gather the sand and empty the water, then bring it nearby, drop that sand in the water near the beach, and then pump it from there. So it's all a matter of how much pipe you have, how much pipe you need, how much horsepower you have on the pump.
One other thing, you will see construction zones set up with orange fencing to protect the citizens and their workers, since they'll be running dozers and big pipes in. And so where those fences are, we need to stay out of those areas. And they will actually move their mobile office or shack down the beach and everything. Very elaborate operation.
Okay. Any questions on that?
I just want to comment. Is last time, last round, moving, I noticed that when they're moving their heavy equipment, those bulldozers, in and out over Davis and the access point there, so there's a fair amount of damage to the hazard ramp. And I don't know what's going to happen this time around, but I don't know who's responsible for the Hatteras ramp.
So Public Works owns it, but they worked with us to replace it. They did it last time. So Jimmy will talk with them in their pre-construction.
We'll need to bring that up in our pre-construction.
Yeah, whether it's better for us to roll it up and pull it up in and Davis or not.
Normally we do put it right. Up.
That's heavy dozers. Big D40s. Okay, last item then is Debbie Hayden being appointed as an alternate member to the community center.
Now I can make a motion.
I'll make a motion that we accept Ms. Hayden as an alternate to the...
I'll second.
Okay, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right. We're getting there, folks. Mayor updates. I don't have any additional updates. Commissioner items. Any commissioners have any points to bring up or things they want us to discuss tonight?
No.
Quiet group today. All right. We have no closed session. Therefore,
I make a motion that we adjourn.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Hey, incidentally, if there's something you would like to have addressed.